Tonight, we're looking forward to a great evening. If it's doing at your house what it's doing around here, it's really putting the rain down, raining a lot. And so you're inside where you need to be, and glad you tuned in with us tonight, watching us on live stream. And we're looking forward to a great time in God's house tonight. And as we get started, I challenge you to get distractions out of the way and get ready to receive the Word of God here in just a little bit. And we'll also hear some great singing before that, having a good time. And I want to tell you tonight you can get your popcorn and watch us and eat. But your time's coming to a close, because after you get back in church, no more popcorn here during the service times. But we'll have a good time. I did hear about one of our members, Mickey, I think, has got a mater and a bacon sandwich. So Mickey, you are living the dream right there. I'm sure of that. But getting a good preaching by a pastor and eating a good sandwich. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We're going to have a great time in God's house. Why don't you join with me in prayer, asking God to bless us. Father, it is our joy to get to come together. And Lord, I'm thankful that we can have fun in church. I'm thankful we can have fun just gathering around with God, your people. And I pray that you'd bless what goes on this evening. Dear Lord, I pray that you'd bless the singing. As we get to hear about the wonderful truths in song, I pray that you would, Lord, bless them to our heart. And then we get into the Word of God. I pray that it would, dear Lord, of course, do its work, your work, in us as well. Well, thank you for all that goes on. Bless us now is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we're going to sing a few songs for you this evening, starting with the song Farther Along. Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are
farther along we'll continue singing the song, I've Got a Mansion. And one of the questions that was given in on Sunday that we didn't answer in the Sunday school hour that we had was, who is the ensemble? And I didn't answer that question for the Sunday ensemble, but in case you don't know, this is Jared Herdman, this is Maddie Herdman, and that's Miss Megan Magnus over there. And you should know me, but my name is Daniel Wakefield. And so this is who we are. Just want to let you know that, and I'm glad to have you tuning in tonight. Let's sing this song. If you know the words, you can sing it with us. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver. Hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old, and someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold.
Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And what a wonderful, wonderful song to remind us this evening. I want to go over just a couple of announcements and prayer requests, and then we'll have a special missionary video that I know will be a blessing to you. On the announcement front, I want to remind you that, Lord willing, on Sunday morning, looking forward to a great time, at 11 o'clock on the parking lot, we'll have drive-in church service. And so we are excited about it. Want you to be ready. We'll be parking cars there as you come in. It'll be evident because of some of the parking lot attendants where you're supposed to come in. They'll help you get parked. And we'll have some help here from the county sheriff's office as well. And so we'll have a wonderful time. Get you settled in. Get here at 10:45 or so. We'll be able to start the service at 11. And we're excited about what God's going to do on our first drive-in service, and I want you to come expecting a blessing, and I believe that God's going to give us a wonderful, wonderful time together. And then please continue to pray that the Lord would give us wisdom about how to get from here to having church with everybody gathered together. We want to be smart. We want to be wise, I should say, and we want to be safe as well. So you please pray that God will give special wisdom in that, so we know exactly what would be best for the Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Let me give you a couple of prayer requests so you can keep up to date on these. I want you to pray, please, for the Edwards family. And Don Maples went home to be with the Lord, and that funeral is Friday. And so many of you know Don, and I want you to be in prayer for that family, asking God to bless them in a special way. We're also praying for Katie Bunton. This is Brother Mickey Archer's granddaughter, and she's going to be in the hospital for another 3 or 4 days, it looks like, and with pneumonia issues. And so I want you to keep Katie in your prayers, please, if you will. Also, we're praying for several in our church with cancer. I want you to keep on praying for Miss Laura Moore, and I want you to pray for Kermit Pyle, Mike Russell, and Brother Mickey Archer, Debbie Deacons, and Laura, Miss Rhonda Duncan, and Johnny Saylor. We've got many to pray for. And also want you to keep Miss Naomi Mineta in your prayers, and that the Lord would just give good leadership there as the doctors continue to do some testing and things. And Miss Georgia Miller, and Pat Scalf, and Pat Shaw. And we've got a lot of folks on our prayer request sheet, and we want you to keep these ones in your prayers, if you would. The Deacon of the Week is Brother Joe Shaw and his wife, of course. Please keep them in your prayers. And our Staff of the Week, Miss Magnus over here on the guitar, and then her husband, Brother Bill. Thank the Lord for all that they do here. Please keep them in your prayers this evening and throughout the week, that the Lord would bless us. And what we'd like to do now at this time is to have Brother Daniel come and pray for a few of these requests. And then right after that, we'll have a special video that I believe will be a blessing to your heart.
Let's pray for these. Father, we do come before you, Lord, with hearts that are grateful that we can have a service in this way tonight. Lord, thank you for our church family. And Lord, I'm so grateful to be part of this church. And we do pray for your blessings on our church just in general. Lord, we want to pray specifically, but we also just want to pray for your blessings. Lord, we want to be a church that pleases you. And Lord, we want to be a church that experiences your touch and Lord, all throughout our lives. And so, Lord, I pray for our church family, wherever they are tonight, Lord, that you'd guide them, that you'd speak to their hearts, that you would use them, that you'd keep them safe and healthy. And Lord, I pray that you'd bring us all back together in the right way in your time. And Lord, pray for the services that we have planned coming up and all of those things. But Lord, we just pray for a special blessing upon our church. We do pray for these particular prayer requests that we do have to think about tonight. Lord, we pray for the Edwards family. And we do just ask that you would encourage them tonight, Lord, and Leonard and Joan as well. Lord, just especially as they've lost a daughter and a sister for some. And Lord, just pray that you would bless each one of the family members around in that situation, Lord, as they just have so much to think about and to remember. And Lord, just pray that you'd encourage them tonight, give them grace and strength. And Lord, I pray that our church family, in the ways that we can during times like these, would reach out to them to be an encouragement to them. We do pray for those who have ongoing health battles and some recent, but Lord, just pray that you would touch those who are laid up at home on a regular basis, and just ask, Lord, that you would help them to experience victory and strength and healing in the areas that they need, so that they, Lord, can return to be back with us if they're situations keep them from joining with us when we are able to gather. And Lord, I pray for those in recovery from different procedures and things as well. We do pray for, Lord, just all the things that we do have had mentioned tonight. Pray for Katie Bunton, Mickey's granddaughter. Lord, just pray that you'd help her to continue to get better. Lord, strengthen her body and help her. Pray for Laura Moore as she continues to face battle with cancer and just all the things she's endured over the last several months. And Lord, just pray you'd encourage her in a very special way. Lord, we do pray that you would guide our area, Lord, our leadership in our nation and our state, Lord, and our local leadership as well, Lord, as we look forward to the steps that have been taken to reopen our area and our country. Give them wisdom, Lord, I pray. And Lord, keep us healthy. I pray for those who are on the front lines of all of these things, Lord, those in the healthcare profession especially, Lord, but all those other essential duties as well. Lord, just bless it in a special way, we pray. We do pray you'd bless the service tonight as we look forward and watch this video and have this message this evening. I pray for Pastor as he preaches it. Lord, thank you. Thank you for how good you are. Thank you for being our God, a gracious and loving God who is with us and who is able in all circumstances to work things out for our good and for your glory. We pray that that would be exactly what you do, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to see this video now, so watch and enjoy this update from one of our missionaries, and we'll come with a couple songs after that, just before Pastor preaches tonight.
Dear Pastor and prayer partners and members of the church, this is Brother Edgar Fegali, your missionary to the Middle East, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, trusting that you and everyone at the church are doing well. I just wanted to send you this video clip in order to update you on how Rosanna and I are doing and how we are adjusting during this COVID-19 pandemic. First of all, I praise the Lord for the safety that He has given us thus far. I returned to the States before the virus became a pandemic, and as far as our ministry goes, most of the countries in the Middle East announced stay-at-home orders, and flights were either disrupted or canceled. Also, as you know, due to inadequate medical care in many countries, the U.S. government has called upon all Americans to return home. On the short run, due to this pandemic, I canceled our trip to Turkey and the Middle East that was scheduled for the month of May. And our major summer leadership conference and training seminar, which will be held in Egypt this July, was postponed to July 2021. However, I praise the Lord that the uniqueness of my church planting ministry as a missionary means that the work is still going on and will still go on uninterrupted. What do I mean by that? I mean simply that because our ministry is pastored by nationals, the church work will continue to go on. Our national pastors will continue to serve the Lord in every country where we church planted churches. Now, as you know, our ministry covers several countries, including Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, Egypt, Northern Sudan, Southern Sudan, as well as Ghana, West Africa. In Iraq, we have 2 churches and 3 radio stations, reaching an average of 1 million daily with the Word of God. And by the grace of God, by the end of this year, we will be adding 2 radio towers. Collectively, our stations will reach about 15 to 16 million Iraqis who will have access to our radio stations. In Syria, in spite of the civil war that took the lives of 600,000 people, our churches continue to serve the Lord and win souls. In Lebanon, our churches went online, and more than 1,000 people listen to the Word of God every week. Some of those listening were from Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia. The same is happening in Northern Sudan and in Southern Sudan. In Egypt, at the moment, we have 11 churches and still planning to plant 4 more churches by the end of this year, a total of 15 churches that will be planted all over the country of Egypt. Thank you for faithfully supporting our ministry throughout the years. Because of your support and prayers, today our ministry is the largest independent Baptist work in the Middle East, with many faithfully serving the Lord. With your support and prayers, this ministry will continue to move forward, to grow, and many more will hear the gospel and get saved. Our regards to all our friends at the church, and may our Lord be with you and protect you, and may the peace of Christ fill your heart as we go through this pandemic. Amen.
I trust that was a blessing for you this evening. We're going to continue singing tonight a song entitled, He Hideth My Soul.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows was a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. My Lord, he taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. Salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand and covers me there with his hand.
We'll sing one last song for you this evening right before Pastor comes to preach. It's still the blood of Jesus. It's still the blood. And that'll never change. And what a wonderful thing we can sing about tonight.
Once I wandered in sin's black night, and there was no way I could make my wrongs right. Then that old accuser to the Lord did cry, he is a sinner, and now he must die. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest floor in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. Then I heard a voice saying, Father, I'll go, I'll pay his sin debt in Calvary's flow. I'll bear in my body the marks of the cross to save that child who is sin sick and lost. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. There are those who rely on the works that they do, and some men count on the times they break through. But when the battle's over and my last song is sung, I'll go home through the blood of my Father's precious Son. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest Lord in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus, and it's still the blood of Jesus. Yes, it's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
Amen. Thank you for that great singing, and appreciate it so much this evening. God bless you for that. And we are going to get started in the Word of God this evening. And I did just had one other announcement or prayer request I wanted to mention to pray. Brother Ira Hay asked me to pray for his mother-in-law. She's 99 today up in Mount Gilead, Ohio. And so we pray that the Lord would bless her and this day, 99 years old. And we praise the Lord for that. Would you open your Bibles to Psalm 146? If you'd open your Bible to Psalm 146, we'll look in here into the Word of God. And if you downloaded the handout to go along with this, you might see that on the top it says Psalm 146 through 150. And we won't read all of those this evening, but all of those are very pertinent to what we're talking about this evening, and that is praising the Lord. We just got done last Wednesday on a series about suffering, and now we're on to praising the Lord, and we ought to praise the Lord even in suffering. But I trust that tonight this is a blessing to you. It'll be a two-part series or two-part lesson this week and next, Lord willing, and ask God to bless us. Look at Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which hath made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry, the food looseth for the prisoners. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them up that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widows. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord, as it ends the same way it started. And so I want to preach this evening, or teach this evening, on this subject, praising the Lord. And we're going to look at a couple aspects of it tonight, a couple aspects of it next Wednesday night, and trust that the Lord will bless us as we get into it. Father, be with us now as our prayer. Again, as we dedicate this time to you, may you guard the next few moments, dear Lord. And may you make it very profitable to everyone who's watching and listening. And Lord, I just pray that you teach us to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, to praise, to shine, to make a show, to boast, or to rave about, praising it. You can praise a lot of things. Oh, that supper was delicious. And you go on and on and on about how wonderful this was and how great this was. It's just wonderful to praise something. That's nothing wrong with that. To make a show, to boast, to rave about something. But the Bible says here in these passages and many others up to Psalm 150 all the way throughout here, to praise the Lord. The Bible says in one passage, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. You say, preacher, how am I supposed to praise the Lord when troubles are coming? The Lord says, if you've got breath, praise the Lord. How are you supposed to praise the Lord when difficulties come or you lose a loved one, as we're praying for some families right now that are going through that? Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. We don't praise the Lord when things are going well only. We do, but we praise the Lord because He's not only the God of the good time, He's the God of the bad time. He is not only the God in the mountain, but He's also the God of the valley, as the old song says. He is God, and we praise Him because of who He is. You say, preacher, I'm having a hard time because it looks like the difficulties that I'm having in my life are making it hard for me to praise Him. We praise Him for who He is, not just what He does. Oh, it's easy for us to praise the Lord if you're going to be honest. Birthday time and somebody in your family slips you a $50 bill. You say, do you ever get too old for that, for your family members to do that? I don't know. I'm 47. I'm not too old yet. So if you want to know my birthday, let me know. I'm not too old for it. And you say, oh, praise the Lord, that came in. That's going to meet a need. And that's not bad. But you know the other time we're supposed to praise the Lord? When you get a bill for $100 on your birthday. God's still good. Unexpected expense. Roof's leaking. I can hear the rain just pouring down right now. If your roof is leaking, get it fixed when you can, but praise the Lord. Car breaks down. You don't want that expense for your family. I understand. Praise the Lord. Get it fixed. And I'm just saying, we are sometimes, as my mama would say, so fickle. We praise the Lord when things are going what we call good, and we get lockjaw when it's going bad. But let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let's look at number one, if you would. Who should praise the Lord? Who should praise the Lord? Let's just look at a few of them. If you've got your Bible open, open the book of Psalms. We'll stay in there for this whole point, and we'll move back and forth. But look, if you will, in Psalm 74. Psalm 74, verse number 12. Here's going to be some people that you say, well, why should they praise the Lord? Doesn't look like they've got much going on. Psalm 74, verse 12. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by the strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the water. And it looks like it's happened to me again. I've got the wrong verse down there. The poor and the needy are supposed to praise the Lord. And I apologize for that, and I don't have the right one right here in my notes. But the poor and the needy. Can I just tell you, sometimes we start thinking that the people who have it made up here, they should praise the Lord. But if we're drawing breath, we've got more than we deserve. We are supposed to be praising the Lord and the poor and the needy. Who should praise the Lord? The poor and the needy. Those that have the things that wish they had more. Let us value what God has given us. Can I show you in Psalm 148, we are going to bounce around here throughout the Psalms. Psalm 148. The Bible says in verse number 11 of this psalm, we'll make sure this time we got the right one. Verse number 11, kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all the judges of the earth. These are the people that are supposed to be praising the Lord, because it starts off in verse number 7, praise the Lord from the earth, you dragons and all deeps, fires and hail, snow, vapor, stormy wind, all that, the mountains, verse number 10, the beasts, verse number 11, the kings of the earth. You never get too big for a person to praise the Lord. Maybe just understand that you'll never get to a spot where you say, well, we've got it made in the shade with them and they don't have to ask for anything else. Listen, folks, the Bible says that a haughty spirit goes before a fall. For us to think that, well, I've got it made, there's nothing else that I need. Do you understand that heart that's beating in your chest, those lungs that are functioning, bringing in the oxygen and getting oxygen in the blood of your body, those are all monitored by the Lord Almighty? We understand that the kings, the princes, the judges, it doesn't matter how high you get in this world, we've got to understand, please would you, that we need to praise the Lord. Woe be unto us if we get to be that person that thinks everything's made, and I hope your house is in order, and I hope your house is paid off, and I hope that all the bills are paid, and I hope that everything's good, and as you go home tonight and pillow your head, I hope that you're saying, wow, there's really nothing that I need. But can I remind you, the thought after that should be, praise the Lord. Not just to say, my financial plan's working. Wow, everything's fallen to place exactly like I thought it would. I've worked hard for this. Can I just tell you that the body that's been able to work hard or the mind that's been able to work hard, that's been given by God. We can always find things to praise the Lord for, the princes, the judges. The Bible says in verse number 12, the next verse, both young men and maidens, old men and children. You see letter C underneath there, if you're filling in your blanks, the young and the old. You don't get to an old age and say, well, I don't need to praise the Lord so much now. I'm so wise. If you're wise, you would praise the Lord. You don't need to get to a certain age and say, I just need to stop that because I'm at a point in my life where I've overcome that. Can I just say it's happened many, many times. I've observed it when folks, they were young and they had children and the money wasn't there and they were so needy and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed, and when God would come through and provide for them, they would be faithful to give Him glory. Praise your name. Praise the Lord. But I've seen some of those folks in my short ministry life. I've seen some of them now when they've gotten to a place where they're a little more established. Their business ventures have come through. Their ventures have panned out. And I see one thing that sometimes people do. They forget to praise the Lord now because they're not as needy as they was back when they didn't know where the next dollar was coming from. The young, the old. Verse number 12 also, the men, the women. And then it sums it up if you look back in Psalm 67. Psalm 67, verse number 3. Let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. Verse number 5, let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. It just sums it up to say, everybody. I already told you, everybody hath breath, and that's all of us. But the Bible reiterates it again. Let all the people praise the Lord. My friend, I'm just trying to get us to be people who are praisers. You know, we hear a lot in churches about praise and worship services. Can I just tell you, a lot of times in those, there's not as much praise and worship as you may think. And then there's some that you don't consider praise and worship. And there's a whole lot more praising God that goes on there. But we can praise and worship God when we're by ourselves with a Bible. We can praise and worship God while we're looking out at the stars, not tonight because they're not visible. But we can, when we're looking at nature or we're with our family, we can just simply say, praise the Lord. Even when I'm in bad health, Lord, praise You. Lord, I don't have what I want, but I've got what I need. Praise You. I'm just telling you, all people are to praise the Lord. Let me give you one that you may not think of, Psalm 148. We're back to where we were at just a little bit ago. Psalm 148 and verse number 2. Psalm 148, verse number 2. You see, God is the God of all created beings. He created us all. Not only did He create us humans, but the Bible says in Psalm 148:2, praise ye Him, all His angels, praise ye Him, all His hosts. There are beings giving themselves completely to saying praises to the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And there's beings that are just made to do that. And my friend, we shouldn't let this time go past in our lives. I know that folks in our area and our world, for that matter, are concerned and worried about all of the difficulties going on. Let's not let this pass by as a time we miss praising the Lord. You say, well, how are we supposed to praise the Lord in this uncertain time? Well, let's start off like this. We'll praise the Lord that we have a certain God in an uncertain time. You say, well, couldn't God have taken all this out? Yes, He could, but He saw fit to allow it to come. And I take great comfort in that, because if God allowed it to come, then God will also see us through. So not only are all people, but then, however I got off on that, all angels. So we started off by saying all the poor, all the needy, all the folks that don't have what they want, all the people that wish they had more, but then also all the people who have all that the world has to offer, and then all the beings, the angelic beings, that are made by God just to praise Him. And then the end in Psalm 148, if you're still there, you see verse number 3 and then 7 down to 10, the sun, the moon, the stars, the animals, the weather, the landscape. You say, how would the animals praise the Lord? Well, I can tell you this, if you've ever seen a calf born, It's an amazing event. How you think about humans, we understand, we've been trained, we've been taught, we know what you're supposed to do. Yeah, you usually have medical personnel there. I was home a couple months ago, I suppose, and a cow was fresh. She was going to have a calf, and it's an amazing thing to watch. Nobody taught that mama cow. Nobody taught that mother cow how to do that. But she got that little calf up, got her up and got her cleaned up and got all the things taken care of. Listen, that event, when you watch that makes you turn up and say, Lord, that's an amazing thing. Praise the Lord. How does the stars praise the Lord? You watch out there, or you look out there, again, not tonight, it's not a clear night, but you walk outside on a clear night, you look out those and you say, wow, my God did that. And the stars stand in the sky saying, proclaiming praises to the Lord. You see the moon when it's up there. And you're walking out of one of those moonlit nights when it's so bright, it almost looks like a larger light than normal. You can see shadows. The moon is so bright. And you look up at that and you say, praise the Lord. The moon hangs up there as a reflector of the sun, praising the Lord. How does the landscape praise the Lord? Well, we live in one of the most beautiful places in the world. And you see the mountains off in the distance. You say, my father did that. I praise the Lord because of that. And the mountains praise the Lord. The animals praise the Lord. We always think, well, no, these things can't talk, so they can't praise the Lord. That's not the only way to praise the Lord. Just to be there in majestic beauty, that allows them to praise the Lord. The mountains praise the Lord. The animals praise the Lord. The stars and the sun, they all praise the Lord. What's wrong with me? How would I let them get a jump on me? Let the stars in the sky praise the Lord. But me, a believer in Jesus Christ, I don't praise the Lord. I'm telling you, folks, we better get back into the habit of giving praise to the Lord. I'm thankful that the Lord is not as some of us would be. Because if He were, then sometimes if we didn't praise the Lord for what we have, if we were God, we wouldn't give anybody any more. And I'm not saying that's the way you should be. I'm just saying that it's a good thing He's not vindictive and fickle like we are. I say, who should praise the Lord? Just if you have breath. Because those inanimate objects that already, creations that God made, the world, they already do it. So certainly us that have breath. And not only do we see who should praise the Lord, I show you the second point and the last one for this evening. Why should we praise the Lord? Why should we praise the Lord? Well, the Bible is very clear that we ought to praise the Lord because of all that He has given us. He's given us so many things. Back, I won't take you all the way back, but in Genesis chapter 2, it tells about the creation of man. It tells us how God, He formed man, verse number 7 of Genesis chapter 2, out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils. But there went up a mist from the earth, verse 6 of Genesis 2, and watered the whole face of the ground before we even had sense enough to go get our garden hose when there weren't any hose pipes and there weren't any water departments. And we say, oh, I'm going to keep my plants watered. God, before He sent the rain, He would mist those things and keep them down. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. I'm being a little silly about that, about watering plants, but you understand God was taking care of this thing with or without our help. But then He wanted to make man in His own image. So why should we praise the Lord? Because He formed us. It's natural for the creation to be beholding to the Creator. And that's why when the Bible says in the New Testament that they'll worship the creature more, or the creation more than the Creator, that's when our world gets so messed up. And so I'm telling you, if we don't praise the Lord, we're looking toward being one of those folks that don't worship the Creator. Let me give you a few reasons of why we ought to worship Him. Why should we? First of all, because He made us. But then if you open your Bibles to Psalm 103, we're back in Psalms and we'll spend some time bouncing around again. Psalm 103, verse number 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. I should just quit right now. Why would we ever need anything to praise the Lord for if you're saved this evening? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. My friend, if you're a child of God this evening, God doesn't need to do anything else for us. He will, I'm sure. But He doesn't need to do anything else for us and to for us to have reason to praise Him for the rest of our days. You see, we'll praise Him for eternity. The only thing in question is from here till then. And so we ought to praise Him for forgiveness. We ought to praise Him for healing in that same verse that God gives us. You say, some people say, well, I don't believe that God heals people. And today, one old preacher that, in many ways, in folks that misuse and abuse when they have healing lines and things like this where they make a show of it instead of trusting the Lord for healing. But somebody said, I don't believe God does healing anymore to you. And he said, well, have you ever had a cold? He said, yeah. He said, did you die from it? No. He said, okay, you got healed. So there is some of that that goes, but we have healing. We also, if you look in verse number 4 of that same psalm, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Not only does he save our soul, but he gives us a useful life. See, every one of us, if we're saved, we're saved to serve the Lord. We're not just saved from hell. Yes, we are. We're not just saved from hell to say, okay, you won't go to hell, but now you're going to have a miserable life while you're here on earth. We're saved, the Bible says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. God gives us a purpose. He gives us useful life. We ought to thank Him not only that, but you're still in Psalm 103, verse number 4. We ought to thank Him for His mercy, His tender mercies. The Bible says they're new every day. And we ought to thank the Lord for the mercy that He shows. Verse number 5, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Now most all of us know well what it is to eat and the blessings that God gives to us. We ought to praise Him for it, for food and strength. Not only do we do that, but the Bible says in Psalm 147, verse number 14, it talks about the peace that God gives us. Let me read this to you. Psalm 147 and verse number 14, He maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth His commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. The Bible says that Jesus, when He was on the earth, said that, My peace I give unto you. And if you've ever had a troubled mind, which everybody has, then we certainly know what it means, how tragic that is to live in that trouble. My friends, you ought to thank the Lord for the peace that God gives you. Now, there's peace in several ways. I have peace with God because I'm saved. My sins are remembered against me no more. I can lay my head down tonight and I've got peace. But I also can have peace amongst my brethren. And I can know I can live before God, before them, and have a peace at them. I can even have peace before my enemies because the Bible commands me I'm supposed to pray for them, be good to them, so that regardless of how they act toward me or how they feel toward me, I can have peace between us and them. I ought to praise the Lord for peace because really the world would teach if an enemy of yours is out there and vindictive against you, you got to worry, you got to be vigilant against it. But my Bible teaches that if I've got an enemy, I pray for him. I do good to him. I can have peace toward him. Now, what he has toward me, that's up to him. But I can lay my head down at night to know that I didn't try to get back at my enemy. I instead tried to be good to him. So we ought to thank the Lord for peace. The Bible also says in Psalm 147, verse number 3, that he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. I could take you, I wouldn't, but I could take you to many different folks this evening that their marriages were almost torn apart. But because of the Word of God and because of the God of the Word, then they have sweet relationships now. You can take you to families that have children and their parents that once were far apart, but because of a humbling and an obedience to the Word of God, now they're back in a civil arrangement. They're back together. God heals the broken hearts. There's folks that have been unfaithful to their spouse because they repented and came back and repented before God and repented before their spouse. They took the Word of God and allowed that to be applied to their broken relationship. Then the Bible says that He is the healer of those broken hearts. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Why should we praise the Lord? Because he heals broken hearts. And then because he loves the outcast, again in Psalm 147, the Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. I have to be honest with you. I meet some of the strangest people as pastors. You say, yeah, me too. The one down at Buffalo Ridge, I met him. And that may be true. But I meet some of the strangest people as pastors. And most of them don't mind to say that they are. And truly, God has a place for all of us. Before you start sticking your long finger at a pastor and say, you're weird, he might be able to look back at you and say, you ain't no prize yourself. I'm just saying that the Lord has a way. You don't have to raise your hand there at home, but if I was here in church, or if you were here in church, I'd say, how many of you know some weird people in church? We all do. And I don't think that's a license to say, okay, well, I want to be weird, and there's a prize for it. There's no prize at the end of this thing. But the Lord does, the Bible says, he gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. You know the Word of God said about Jesus that the common people heard him gladly? Now the rich and ritzy ones, they had a disdain for him. But the common people, they heard him gladly. And you want to talk about a ragtag group of people to follow you? Christ had it. Peter was a hothead, and Judas, of course, betrayed him. And you go on and on about the rest of them. All of them left him. But see, he is the Word of God. He's God. And he is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was gathering the outcasts. He's still doing the same thing. He's still looking for the people who can't find anybody else that loves them, and he'll love them. We ought to praise the Lord. You say, preacher, I'm not an outcast. You might be and just didn't know it. You may be the worst kind of outcast, the one that thought you were something, but you're really nothing. And so he heals the brokenhearted. He loves on the outcast. And just as a last one, verse number 4, he telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Now, we do good to tell the Big Dipper and some of those other constellations, those major ones that somebody showed us sometime. But the Bible says, and I believe every bit of it, the Bible says that he nameth them by name. He counts, he counts the number of the stars, and he calleth them all by their names. You say, how long would that take? What's time to an infinite God? He's almighty. He lives outside of time and eternity. He's the all-powerful, almighty God because he numbers the stars and names them. That's why we should praise the Lord. Now, next week, I want to look at a couple other things about how we should do it. But I just wanted to bring you to this thing tonight. Who ought to praise the Lord? Everybody. Just like if somebody's still breathing and they're unsaved, they're a candidate for salvation. Jesus died to save the whole world. They're still a candidate for salvation. And then after you get saved, you may be a grumbler and a cusser and a discusser and all that. You're a candidate to start praising the Lord because you still got breath. I got so much stuff going on. If you're still breathing, we're a candidate and we ought to be commanded to praise the Lord. Let me give you this one little Bible nugget if you have one other place. Psalm 22, and then we'll use this as our closing. Psalm 22. Verse number 3. We'll probably look at this again next week as well, but I want you to see it this week. But thou art holy, Psalm 22, verse number 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. As if the Lord lived in the praises of Israel. That Israel would offer up to him. You say, what's that mean? I mean, he is everywhere, of course. You inhabited the praise of Israel. The praises that they gave to the Lord was a pleasing thing to him. Inhabitus means to dwell in, to remain. Somebody says, I want to know where God is. Well, God is everywhere. But he's certainly in the times when us Christians, and in that case, those children of God, the ones of the children of Israel, that they were praising him. He lives in that praise. And I challenge you to be somebody who lives in the praise, or lets God live in the praises that you give to Him. Father, we bless Your name tonight. Lord, I don't want to teach about praising and then not do it. So I ask You, dear Lord, to help us be praisers of You. Lord, I praise You that I'm saved. Lord, I praise You and worship You that for all that You've given. Lord, praise is just simply giving glory for the things that You have done. Lord, I praise You for my family. I praise You for allowing me to be the pastor of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. I praise You for the kindnesses that the people have shown to me as the pastor who came in. And Lord, they've been so kind. I praise You, Lord, that we live in the nation that we live in. Lord, I praise You that You saved me. I praise You for my home in heaven. I praise You, Lord, for the goodness that You've bestowed upon me. Lord, I praise Your name tonight. I bless Your name. Lord, as the rest of us gather around this evening and we do some soul searching, Lord, I pray You'd quiet the hearts of everybody right now. Now, folks, listen, as we've gathered together tonight, You've got a lot to praise Him for. There's a song that says, I've got so much to praise Him for. My friend, You've got so very much to praise Him for. Would you spend some time tonight before you go to bed rehearsing the goodness of God? That old song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one. I'm challenging you tonight, before you go to bed, that you spend a portion of your evening praising the Lord. Thank You, Jesus, for this time together tonight. And we do, in fact, praise You. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us this evening. What a joy it has been just to get be around the Word of God. And I don't think I've said anything that's new that you didn't know, but I know that I've said something we need to be reminded of. We get down the mully grubs and we get complaining, we get bickering, and we get complaining about this, that, and the other. We ought to pick up our head and say, Lord, I want to praise You for a while. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. Have a great evening.